This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Our summer is really flying by as we approach this second big holiday weekend of our three outdoor holiday weekends each year. And it seems like things are really flying. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the July 4th weekend is nearly upon us, and we need to be a little extra careful out there, particularly if we're planning to do some fishing from a boat or be out there boating. There's going to be lots of boats on our waterways, so please be extra careful. And we do have some news to talk about here this week. In fact, the state is looking for a new operator for the Red Lake Resort. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is seeking a new operator for the resort at Red Lake at Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area, located near Whittington in Franklin County. This is an important step to ensure Red Lake continues to be an important economic engine and tourism driver for Southern Illinois. Now, IDNR Director Wayne Rosenthal says the resort at Red Lake can serve as a shining light for Southern Illinois tourism, and he's confident that the resort can be a top destination for visitors throughout the state and in and around the country. The previous lease for the resort was terminated last December, and finding a new concessionaire for the facility is a priority for the IDNR and the Office of the Governor. He says, we are excited for the potential opening of the Red Lake Resort. This is an important part of the overall market Southern Illinois has to tourists, and even encourage our neighbors to take advantage of all the region has to offer. This is Senator Dale Fowler of Harrisburg saying this. He says he's optimistic that the resort will be a bigger and better draw for visitors once again. And Dave Severin, another state representative from Marion, says this place means a lot to people that visit and people that live here. The resort is on the lake is truly a jewel for Southern Illinois. And if you happen to be one of those fishermen who enjoy walleye and sauger fishing in Lake Shelbyville, you'll be soon enjoying some better action up here. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, in conjunction with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, recently released walleye averaging 1 3/4 to 1 7/8 inches in length from the Fin and Feather Nursery Pond near Sullivan, Illinois. The fish were being raised in the nursery pond but had to be directly released into the lake on May 25th due to a water level being higher than normal and rising above the pond's outlet pipes. However, additional stockings of walleye and sauger, a close relative of the walleye, were recently released in several locations in Lake Shelbyville. These releases occurred at several different times. On May 19th, approximately 26,601 walleye, averaging 1.61 inches, were released at Bethany Boat Ramp. On May 25th, some 30,765 walleye measuring 1.4 inches were released at the Illinois Natural History Survey Station. Then on June 4th, biologists released another 157,620 sauger, about 1 1/2 inches in length, at the Illinois Natural History Survey Station at Lake Shelbyville. The fish were released in areas along the Kaskaskia River where they have a higher density of forage to survive on. The Shelbyville walleye fishing has been excellent these recent years, and this can be attributed to increased numbers of stocked walleye and sauger and natural recruitment of the walleye. For more information concerning the walleye and sauger harvest and stocking, you can contact Natural Resources Specialist Lee Mitchell at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and he can be reached at 217-774-3951, extension 7012. Or you can call Fisheries Biologist with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Mike Mounts, at 217-345-2420. So it does appear that there's some more walleye and sauger headed our way. We still have more things of interest to our outdoorsmen here in the WSMI listening area. In fact, if you're a deer hunter and you're interested in how much impact the donated venison has on our food banks, the Illinois Conservation Foundation is thanking hunters for supporting the Illinois Sportsman Against Hunger program with donations of 15,523 pounds of venison during the 2016-17 deer seasons. The hunter-donated venison is prepared by participating local meat processors for donation to local food pantries. And thanks to the participating meat processors for their support, which includes Hauser Meats in Rushville, Cordy Meats in Highland, Mike's Market in Louisville, Miller's Meat in Redbud, Freedom Sausage in Earlville, Golden Meat Locker in Golden, and Rabber Packing in Peoria, and Bob's Red Fox in Pleasant Hill. And if you're a turkey hunter, it's already time to apply for your fall turkey permits. Resident hunters may now apply online for permits to hunt during the 2017 Illinois fall shotgun season, which is going to be October 21st through the 29th this year. The first lottery deadline is July 3rd, and it's coming very quickly. So for more turkey hunting information, check the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And we do have some wing shooting clinics coming up this summer. In fact, wing shooting clinics will again be conducted this summer and fall in Illinois at IDNR sites and cooperating gun clubs and for hunting preserves. Most clinics are conducted on weekends, and wing shooting clinics for youths ages 10 to 15 and women provide instruction on safely firing a shotgun at a moving target with reasonable reliability. Now, the hunter wing shooting clinics are hands-on and include extensive live fire at a variety of clay target presentations on Sporting Clays courses specifically designed for teaching typical hunting situations. So for this year's wing shooting clinic schedule and for more information, you can call the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you enjoy the fireworks at Carlisle, which is always a big show, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Carlisle has announced their always popular Independence Day celebration. This year's event is scheduled for July 1st with plenty of fun and family activities at the Dam West Recreation Area. And as always, all activities are free of charge and open to the public. Activities include the big annual Sandcastle Building Contest and Volleyball Tournament. Registration for the Sand Volleyball Tournament and Sandcastle Building Contest begins at 12:30 p.m. Now, participants may register for the contest as a water safety tent located on the south side of the Dam West Beach. And the Sandcastle contest participants may begin as soon as they are registered, and the volleyball tournament kicks off at 1 p.m. Park rangers will be on the beach at 12:30 p.m. presenting water safety activities, and these activities focus on educating participants in the importance of water safety while recreating near the water. And music from the jam may be heard from Picnic Shelter 2 in Dam West Use area beginning at 1 p.m. A total of 5 bands are scheduled to perform. And the fireworks spectacular once again begins at dusk and will be from Point 1, which is across from the Dam West boat ramp. You can view the fireworks best from the Carlisle Dam, the Dam West Day Use Area, the Dam East Recreation Area, are from the water. And for more information, you can contact the Carlisle Lake Project Office at 618-594-2484 or email at carlislake@usace.army.mil. So once again, that the Independence Day celebration is this year will be July 1st, and it's always a big affair. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.